You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. It's 5:45. Good evening. I'm Linda Steffen. Results of an unusual CAT scan that was performed at the hospital in Gaylord last weekend are inconclusive. A wooden beam recovered from Lake Michigan was tested with a goal to find out if it could be old enough to be from the Griffin, a ship that went missing while sailing the Great Lakes in 1679. IPR's Laura Herberg has this report.
What I'd like to do is this. We lift it up. Someone's got to get the dolly out of the way.
Okay. It took a lot of effort to get this 19.5-foot piece of timber into the CAT scan at Otsego Memorial Hospital last weekend.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
It arrived soaking wet and wrapped in blankets to prevent rot. The weight, more than 400 pounds. It took 6 men handling the beam with rubber gloves to lay the wood through the hole of a machine designed to hold the human body.
Does everybody see where we're going?
The scan brought up images of the rings inside the log, a nice alternative to cutting it open to see the same thing. Ideally, at least 75 tree rings would be visible. That way, there'd be a good chance a Cornell scientist could figure out if the log was old enough to have been from Robert de La Salle's famous ship.
Without this test today, people would be still asking, how come this wasn't done? It's like, well, we did it.
That's Steve Liebert, the man who has been searching for the Griffin for over 3 decades. The man who fought the state of Michigan to be able to excavate this piece of wood. He found it sticking up out of the bottom of Lake Michigan in 2001. Liebert won't say how much this procedure set his group back, but over the years, he spent at least $1 million personally in search of the wreck. Already Saturday, the news wasn't promising. To get the age of the tree, they'd probably need more information than the scan provided. It turned up only 29 tree rings.
I'm not disappointed, but I came in this knowing that it's going to be a long shot.
And sure enough, we now know Cornell dendrochronologist Carol Griggs cannot help Liebert with his quest. Her data analysis will not prove this is a bowsprit from the oldest known shipwreck in the Great Lakes. But it also won't prove that it's not. In an email to IPR sent Thursday, Griggs said her official report won't be available for another month. But due to the limited number of tree rings, she knows already that report will be inconclusive. Griggs said she can tell the wood is from a young tree, about 30 years old when it was cut down, but she can't tell when it was cut down. And that's the big question. Tests done so far show it could have been manufactured as far back as 1660, but it could as easily have been milled in 1950. Liebert remains convinced he's uncovered an important artifact that's hundreds of years old.
I mean, there's no question it's a bowsprit. No question about it. And it's a very old vessel.
A bowsprit is the pole that sticks out in the front of a ship hanging over the sea. It provides stability to its vessel.
If you look at it, you see the angle on it? That was made that way. It's about a 35 to 40 degree angle.
Saturday, after the CAT scan, crew members prepare to haul the wood back onto a truck. And Liebert stops to point out the details that show to him it's a bowsprit. There are aspects of joints used in wooden shipbuilding. There's a sticky substance Liebert says was used to keep water out. And he says one end is just the right size to hold the Griffin's flagstaff.
Now, I'm not the expert, but I've talked to the experts.
Liebert is not alone in thinking this is the bowsprit of the Griffin. French archaeologists who were on site when it was recovered said they had every reason to believe it was just that. But Charles Patrick Labadie isn't so convinced.
It's really exciting to have stumbled onto something, you know, that suggests ship construction, but it just doesn't fit.
Labadie's worked at a number of Great Lakes maritime museums, and he's a shipping scholar. He says there's a joint on the artifact that you wouldn't find on a bowsprit. Labadie thinks the piece of timber in question is more likely a part of a pole staked into the ground and commonly used to hold up fishing nets in the 1800s. That could help explain why, when it was found, it was sticking up like a candle in a birthday cake. Explorers had hoped this meant it was attached to a ship, but it wasn't. Explorer Steve Liebert intends now to do more age testing on the wood, this time by drilling to take actual samples from the core. And this fall, he's planning to go back out in the water.
We have to go back out and find the rest of the ship. And I'm pretty sure I know where to look. It's within about three to five football fields.
Finding the ship is the real test, after all. Inconclusive results about the age of this piece of wood, that's one thing. But inconclusive results after investing decades into a search, that's an outcome Steve Liebert seems unwilling to take. For IPR News Radio, I'm Laura Herberg.